7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thoughts on cooking and food, thanks to Chef Louis DeAngelis.
He's the man.
He is the man. Mm-hmm. If he can't do it, nobody can. Louis, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Remember that from, you probably were a football player, right?
Hockey,
that's what's wrong
with
your head.
That's so hot, Louie. Oh
no, it's
goodness.
Not hot. You can't play hockey anymore. It's too damaging to your head.
Just look at my nose in the picture. You'll see. This right. is living proof I played hockey.
Hockey, it's our plan.
I love hockey.
All right, I oftentimes refer to Louie as Pasta Louie instead of, and I don't mean that he's not at the Catholic Church. He's not Pastor Louie. Yes. He's Pasta Louie.
That's like in Jamaica, I'm known as the Pastaman.
Pastaman.
Or Rastaman.
Right. There must be some music we can put to that someplace. All right, so Louis is here to help us with our cooking and understanding the important things about food. Let's talk about the controversy this week that has people
melons.
In a stir. Why do you always have to do that?
I don't know.
You always do that sort of thing. Why do you have to? Why do you feel so compelled to do that?
Do what? Make it a funny word?
Yeah, to take melons and try to get people to think about something other than the cantaloupe, which is the problem this week.
You were just talking about a controversy, and I said it was about melons.
It is about melons.
Right, All right.
So anyway. These now we're gonna have we're gonna be able to do this in a straightforward fashion.
It's Friday.
Distracted me, digressed, et cetera, et cetera. All right. So anyway, the cantaloupe that comes from various places and is now distributed by this outfit in Colorado. Is it last time I saw it, 16 people have died from the listeria? Is that the right number? Anybody know what the right number is?
That's something 16 so far.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So. This is another example, and as usual, I saw Mayor Bloomberg weigh in on what the government's job is. He says protecting us from bad food is the number one job of the government. Maybe that's true, but the way they go about, if in fact that's the case, they are certainly going about it particularly well. When you consider all of these, do you know how much money is spent every year? How much money is budgeted in the federal government to quote-unquote, protect us from bad food, the various agencies that are supposed to be the watchdogs for bad food. You know how much money is in that budget? Take
Can't
a guess.
Imagine.
How much? Take a guess.
God.
Money aimed at...
$100 million.
No. Are you kidding? $64 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
$64 billion to run agencies like the FDA, which are supposed to have... the authority, and they never take it, they don't go into the meatpacking plants,
no.
They don't do anything until months and months and months after the problem existed, and they want to have their way or say over, remember the food safety bill that passed last December?
God.
Okay.
All that is closing the barn door after
that's
the
all. That's
out.
And they're all in bed with all of the big producers, mm-hmm. And this is another example of a big producer, it's not small guys. This is a big mega producer, and what they have done is what was done with the spinach, what was done with the lettuce, and why these people don't know. I don't even know why there isn't a reg about this someplace. They take human feces, liquefied human feces, and they spray this on the plants as they are growing. You can't do that. There's nothing wrong with liquefied human feces as fertilizer. You put it on the soil and you turn it under, and then it helps the seed to grow, like any other kind of fertilizer. But you don't spray it on the plants and the product, especially something as porous as cantaloupe, where that stuff you wouldn't be able to wash it off. You don't wash cantaloupes anyway because you don't eat the outside of them. But what they don't seem to realize is this stuff, it filters its way into, it's like a screen. It filters its way into the meat of the melon, whatever it is. And so that's why we have this problem. So anyway, I don't know. In terms of using cantaloupe as a food, what various ways have you used it over the years, Louis?
Oh, it's strictly for a fruit cup, as far as I'm concerned.
That's
and,
all.
You know, and you use the shell of it as a decorative
No way. You only use it for a fruit cup? Have you ever ground it up and frozen it and made it into like a granita?
Oh, yeah. How do you say that? Purees with it from time to time. But it's just, you know, here in Florida, watermelon is the granita of choice.
Gotcha.
I never heard the term granita before. Where did that come from?
It came from the country of Granada. Yeah. Granada. No, granita is like frozen fruit in the refrigerator, and you kind of
take a slushy out of it.
Yeah, you make it kind of a slushy, but it's all made of fruit. It's not like a sugary, juicy slushy, if that makes sense.
It's fruit.
And you kind of use it as a palate cleanser.
Yes. You know, the funny thing is, you know, just to expound on what you're saying, Doug, the mega companies, the Doles and all of those,
yeah,
they stand to lose 300,000 pounds of any given fruit. Make a recall and send it back. Doesn't hurt them a bit.
No.
It's the little farmers that are so careful. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of it has to do with cooling, which I'm sure you're aware of. Once you pick stuff, it has to cool right away.
Yep.
And the little guys, I watch them scurry around over here, especially in the summers here in Florida where it's 95 degrees. As they're picking tomatoes, I mean, the trucks are running back to the cooling bins immediately because one crop could wipe out a small farmer.
Yeah.
So he's so careful with it because that's his whole life is that one season of tomatoes or one season of melons. Whereas these big companies, they don't care. They can take back 300,000 pounds of anything
and
grind
go on
with life.
And they grind it up and use it as fertilizer.
Yeah,
and
they reuse it again.
They just reuse it. They grind it up. They make a
They give it to cows.
Yeah, we do. We feed melons to the cows all the time. We feed the pumpkins to the cows. They love that sort of thing. Grind it up, and we feed apples. Any of that sort of thing. It's very interesting, though, as an aside, when you feed a lot of that stuff to the animals, you can taste it in the milk.
Yes.
It comes through in the flavor of the milk. We have a basic staple diet of grass, pasture, and we have corn that we feed them. And we also have baleage, which is, it's more or less fermented hay.
It's booze.
Yeah, it is. Right.
Keeps them a little happy.
Well, but you can do the same with the apple mash, does the same thing. If you really get down to it.
Anything that can ferment.
Right. Anything that will ferment, they love, and it can show up in the taste of the milk, the product, and it can also show up in their actions, how they get silly when they have a lot of this stuff, especially the first time they're out of a fresh batch of corn silage. The stuff's fermented. That's what happens in the silo.
My first try at it.
Yeah,
I was
right.
Silly.
That's it. Yeah, you become silly with it. But that's they just grind the stuff up. It becomes part of compost, and you can fertilize it, or you feed it, whatever. But in this circumstance, to get ourselves, listeria is in everything. It's in meat. It's in poultry. It just is one of those bacteria that's pervasive and hard to get rid of.
Yeah.
Very hard to get rid of. So
yeah, sometimes even proper cooling doesn't do it.
Yeah, right. You got to have a strong immune system. This is another
weird question.
Yeah.
Before you go on.
Yeah.
Why do we have to use poo to fertilize everything?
Well, because they're trying to find ways. There's so much waste around. They're trying to find ways of using it. And it's good stuff because the way our systems work, the digestive process adds various things. Nitric acid is good for the soil, and that's part of that. That's a byproduct of digestion. There are a lot of different things that are in the manure of the cow is good because it has all kinds of things in it. That really do help to build up the soil. It's
one of the most expensive fertilizers for golf courses is a product called Milorganite.
Yeah,
and that's from the sewer systems, I believe, St. Louis.
Yeah, right. But the sewer system—that's where the human feces comes from. These sewer systems.
Yeah, and they say it's great, and that's what they use on the bent grass for the greens.
Right, but nobody except a groundhog's going out to eat that, so nobody's worried about it. Nobody's going to put a danger sign up for that. But the other, using this stuff as fertilizer, and it could easily, if the FDA had their head on straight, they would just say, no longer can you use liquefied human feces or any kind of liquefied manure and to spray on products like this that are going to be used for human consumption. Period. End of story. Right. Chef Louie DeAngelis is here. We're talking a lot about food and the controversy this week about cantaloupes. It's 17 after on Good Day.
Why do women everywhere love double wear makeup? 15-hour staying power. It's Estee Lauder's number one foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of double wear in a 10-day supply. No purchase necessary. Quantities limited. Find your makeup match at Estee Lauder. Now at Macy's.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work, all the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Now, as you're talking about food, I want to do a plug here for a minute on this e-food product. It's available free at DougSteffen.com, in the Friends section at the website, also in the Queen of Cheap box at the website, and you see it listed. It isn't up there all the time. We have a rotator with various products that we promote on the program. Right-hand side of the homepage is a big gold box. You'll see free food. You get 12 different, I think it's three meals with 12 different courses in them. You try it free, a pair of shipping and handling charge. This is stuff that you will, when you taste it, you won't believe. This is something that's been dehydrated. You just boil some water, put it in your food. It comes back to life. It's organic. It's all natural. It is yummy. You will love it. Try it. We have arranged to have some sent to you free. You just pay again for the shipping and handling. It's called eFood. Free and available at DougSteffen.com. Try it. Once you try it, you will love, love, love it. It's inexpensive, too, when you turn around to buy it. 21 after on Good Day.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't groceries.
grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
How many of you are fans of American cars versus the European cars? The new Tata. You know, since we got off on that last week, everybody's talking about the Tata.
Everybody's talking Tata.
The Tata.
I think half of it's on the name.
No, really, Roberta? You think? Yeah.
That's why you are the media expert you are.
When are you scheduled to go get your hair highlighted again?
Sometimes my brain gets real starved.
Having fun with Doug Stepin's Good Day.
All right, it's our birthday celebration for Friday, last day of September, the 30th of September, 1931. Miss Angela Dickinson Brown was brought into this world. She grew up to be quite a good-looking lady, starring in a number of television programs, including Police Woman. This is the theme from that show. She was Pepper on Police Woman. Angie Dickinson is 80 years old today. It'll be tough for a few people to swallow. She got the award for having Hollywood's best legs in 1962. She's in Rio Bravo with John Wayne.
She's a hot ticket, that's for sure.
Yeah, hot ticket is true. All right, let's see here. Up next, looks like Johnny Mathis's turn.
Chances are
in the spotlight. I wish you could find Michael. One of my favorite all-time ballads is the song that he and also a couple of R&B groups did called, it's not for me to say. There's actually Wonderful, Wonderful is the one I'm thinking about. It's just a marvelous song. But this is Chances Are, Misty, 12th of Never, Certain Smile, Small World, Gina, What Will Mary Say? That's another great song. Too Much, Too Little, Too Late with Denise Williams. Anyway, this guy's had a wonderful career. Born this day, 1935. I remember sitting on a plane with him, talking to him. We were both going to Medford, Oregon. I was going to a network.
Funny place to go.
Yeah, he went to play at a golf course.
This is it. Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air.
And this is neat. A great song.
You turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill beyond compare.
Oh, stop spoiling that song.
You just scolded yourself.
It's wonderful, wonderful. Oh, so wonderful. All right, so I'll bring a tear to my eye if I keep saying that. Marilyn McCoo Davis, actually. The Fifth Dimension's foremost thinker. Up, Up and Away, Aquarius, One Less Bell to Answer. You don't have to be a star to be in my show. Isn't that the lyric line? I think it's close to that. She was the hostess of Solid Gold for a number of years. And basically has done Okay, she's a very attractive. I've always thought she's a very attractive lady. Born in the state, 1943, 68 today. Happy birthday to her. Let's see, who have we got up next? We have Sylvia Peterson.
Oh, I always liked this song.
Ah, these guys were great. The Chiffons, you kidding? One Fine, this is the song that Harrison ripped off, right? No, George, no, it wasn't, who did the other, was it Harrison?
George
Harrison. Yeah, yeah, he that ripped this off for, or was it,
Got My Mind Set on You?
No, no, no.
We just talked about
earlier this week. I can't remember now.
We need Richie.
No, yeah, we do need Richie. All right, that's Barry Williams, who is Greg of the Brady Bunch. 57 today.
Story.
Yeah. Yeah. Actress Victoria Tennant, born in the state 1950. Barry Williams, born in the state 1954. Fran Drescher's birthday is today. She's 54. Mary Stewart. The song. Is that Marty? Oh, it is Marty. Thank you. Silly of me. Foolish.
When we think about the Holocaust, we mustn't forget the U-boats. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. More after this.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. Every day, over 6 million older Americans face the threat of hunger. In just 2 years, the number of people suffering more than doubled. That's why I teamed up with AARP and AARP Foundation for the drive to end hunger. We're determined to put a stop to this problem, but we can't do it alone. Join the fight by texting HUNGER to 50555 to make a $10 donation to AARP Foundation, because with more and more people going hungry, every second counts.
Message and data rates may apply. You will receive two confirmation texts. Full terms at mgive.org/T.
I've never heard the term U-boat applied to a person in hiding until I read a riveting book called A Nazi Officer's Wife. It's the true story of a Jewish lawyer who used forged papers to live in Germany as a German citizen. Edith Beer, who hid using the name Greet, felt weighted down with isolation as she waited for it to be safe to surface. Beer married a Nazi who knew her secret and even listened to the BBC with her late at night. But she became a subservient partner who erased all intellectual pursuits to get along. Her memoir is a complex portrait of those harrowing years. Textured with images of kindness amidst the horror, The Nazi Officer's Wife captures the goodness in many people, even a few who ran the labor camps. And when Edith finally surfaces, the reader gulps her first breath with her with joy. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Here are our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Why do women everywhere love Double Wear makeup? 15-hour staying power. It's Estee Lauder's number one foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days, free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of Double Wear and a 10-day supply. No purchase necessary. Quantities limited.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat cost has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Not actually the optimum. We want you to have a very good day.
A great day.
That's all the information, the enlightenment, the provocation. Is that a word, provocation? If it isn't,
you're a provocateur.
I am. And hopefully we have a little entertainment value attached to these conversations as well. Jennifer Horn, Louis DeAngelis, and I are talking about food, as we usually do this week. We have... people are distracted for sure with all this discussion about the foods that are improperly prepared and sent around. And if you haven't noticed, it's the same stuff happening over and over again. And the people who are supposed to be in charge of making sure this doesn't happen, that work for you and me and our government, are not doing their jobs. And yet they come back and say, well, we got to have more money to do this. Why? Why do you want more money? You can't do what you're supposed to do in the money that we have now. And we're spending $64 billion a year. This should have everybody foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, they're foaming at the mouth because of what they're putting in their mouth.
Yeah, I'm going to wipe my mouth off. All right,
Were you a little foamy?
I was. All right. So Chef Louis is here. He has a new project. He's discovered, Jennifer, a whole new way to look at cooking. So, Louis, now you are the star of the show.
Uh-oh. Well, you know, it's kind of funny. Think about different... We'll start with vegetables. But if you think about vegetables, you know, you could take five people and give them the same vegetable, and they'll cook it five different ways. And one of them is always a standout, and the other four are just okay. And it happened to me about a year ago. I'm in a restaurant, and one of the choices I had for a vegetable was spinach. And I like spinach. So I says, go ahead, I'll take the spinach. Well, if you look at your dish, whenever you get that, you know, spinach on your dish, first of all, you'll notice it's just a clump. It's a gelatinous, just a clump. And it's all soft and wilted. And you see this green water running all over and mixing with everything else on your plate. And I have to stop. And I stopped and I said, you know, when I make it, it's so different. I don't cook it this way, and I like it better. And it's not just because I did. It's not an ego thing. It's just something that I learned. Believe it or not, I didn't learn it myself. I learned it from my grandmother, and it was passed down. We've always cooked spinach in a different way. What it is most people take spinach, or the producers that sell it to you, canned, and it's cooked. It's boiled, and it just becomes a big mess. They strain it, and if you look at the water that comes out of that, it's that beautiful chlorophyll water, that green water goes down the drain, and what's left is a wilted pile of leaves. And it happens with collard greens, it happens with rapini, a lot of green leafy vegetables. This is the way people have been doing it for years. Well,
all right.
I do it. Okay, so I take it, and instead, And I've always done it this way, and I never knew why, Doug. I'd put it into a pan, and I'd braise it, lightly braise it. And when you're done, you have a nice dish of rapini or collards or spinach.
Each do you use olive oil when you braise, Louie, or what do you use?
I wet the pan with olive oil. I wash the leaves good. I don't shake them off. I don't dry them. I throw them in with just enough water that's on them into the pan so they sizzle. Cook it for 2 minutes. When it comes out, when I'm done, I put it into a serving dish, hit it with a little olive oil for flavor, a little chopped garlic, salt and pepper, and you're done. And it's and every leaf is, you can see every leaf different from each other. You know, it's not just a mess. So I'm wondering why, and it's bothered me for the longest time. And I started fooling with moisture content. If you look at spinach, you look at a lot of greens, moisture content's like 92 to 96%. Now, why in the world would we take something that's already filled with water and cook it in water again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all you're doing, you can't add water to it, but what you're doing is it's called transference. You're taking boiling plain tap water that goes through the plant, where the plant gives up its beautiful juices into the water, and you end up with a very bland dish. Whereas if you braise something like that, it holds its moisture content better, which gives it more flavor.
All right, but what about the value of the food itself, the value of the nutritional elements that you're eating?
Well,
how is that saved by this process?
A lot of vegetables have more value raw than they do cooked.
Right.
And I think the reason why is because, and we're working on that as we speak. I'm glad you brought that up.
Thank you, Louie.
And the reason why we brought that up, the reason why we're looking at that, why I feel that, it's the water. It's like putting a pile of vegetables in your washing machine and scrubbing them, cooking them that way. You're just washing out.
Okay, let's hold on to this. Let's grasp this visualization. All right, let's go to the store. I'll go out to my garden. The garden's about petered out now. And get an armful of all kinds of things. And then to wash them off, we either put them in the dishwasher or the washing machine for your clothing.
I'm saying that's like cooking them. If you look at a pot of boiling water, it's just like an agitator. It's like your washing machine. You're cooking it in a washing machine, for God's
sake.
And you're washing out all the nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of gently braising them nicely, let them keep the... It's like mushrooms. I mean, mushrooms are almost 96% moisture. They're all water.
Yeah.
Would you boil them? A lot of people do.
Yeah.
And it just ruins them instead of just slice them up nicely and braise them. Let them keep some of their moisture. Let them keep their flavor. Collard greens. There's an African-American restaurant I love to go to. And what they do is they just wash the leaves, throw them right into a big stock pot. They might put a cup of beer or water at the bottom of the pot just to keep it from burning. And it cooks in its own juices that way instead of boiling the good juice out of it.
Yeah.
So when we start looking at moisture content, look at it in meats, and it's a perfect example. Look at pork. Pork has a very low moisture content. And if you take a pork chop, you put it on a grill, sure, it's got great flavor, but it's drier than a mouthful of crackers. You know, you always talk, you know, everybody complains about, oh, I can't cook that, it's dried out. So what do? You braise it or you poach it. And I'm starting to practice with poaching pork chops.
So
really?
Moisture is the key.
I believe that moisture, and it is not only the key, I think it's something that's kind of hotwired into people. Because you go back a couple of generations to our grandparents and look at the way they cooked. You know, ethnic grandparents like mine from Italy, they cooked it a whole lot. They never boiled vegetables. Take a beautiful squash or a zucchini. You know, and people do boil them or they steam them. And they're taking everything out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And those are almost 90% moisture.
Yeah.
So why not braise them real quick, sweat them, or if anybody wants to use the word sauté, it's really not a sauté, it's a sweat.
So beet greens, I'm thinking about beet greens and sautéing them.
Oh,
how that would be, or spinach, as you mentioned before.
Beet greens are so good. You take them, chop them up, wash them, put them into a nice medium heat cast iron pan that's got a little bit of olive oil in it, and when it hit that pan, Doug, it sizzles, and the aroma that comes up from it smells like a perfume.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just wonderful. They cook in 2 minutes, you scrape it out, there's some juice in there, you take a little bit of olive oil, a little garlic, it's just heaven.
Yeah.
And you get all that flavor, and it's not like a jello vegetable. I mean, it's real. You're actually seeing each one of the greens. You can actually disseminate them on the plate. I mean, they're not just a big pile.
Yeah.
So I think that people start looking at moisture content, and a good example, too, okay, let's take rice. Now, rice has 0.009% moisture in it. I mean, it's so dry.
Right.
I mean, if you got a wet cell phone, you put it in a bag of rice, it draws the moisture out of your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, there's a perfect example of boiling, okay, because you're adding water into it. I do it a little differently. I toast my rice first. I put in a fry, cook rice in a fry pan.
Toast it?
Yeah.
Yeah, put it in a pan. Dry pan, right?
Pan. A dry pan. Doesn't it
stick to the pan?
No, it opens up the pores, though.
Really?
Then when you add your liquid, add a flavored liquid, and you can either put the, two-to-one ratio, two cups of liquid to the one cup of rice, and make a regular pilaf-style rice, or you can keep adding liquid and make it and take that starch comes out and makes a cream sauce known as risotto.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start looking, I think people are listening, and if they start looking at the moisture content of food. It's like watermelon's 97% moisture.
Yep.
You can't boil watermelon. imagine that. But you can grill it.
Mm-hmm.
You can grill it and put a little honey on it because of the moisture to it. Beef. People that eat beef, it has way more moisture than, say, chicken breast.
Mm.
So beef can be roasted because it'll hold its own moisture.
And you know what? There are a lot of people who feed their pets mm-hmm. the same food that they eat. Whether that's something that you do or you don't do, if you are going to do that, and I don't think it's a bad thing if you're eating well, if you have good, healthy foods that we're talking about here, why wouldn't you feed your dog and prepare the food for the dogs the same way you do for you?
Dogs need bland food. I had one of my dachshunds.
I don't mean to spice it up. I'm just saying, just take a meat or something like rice, which is good for dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm.
Simple stuff. I just was thinking about how they get the most value out of the food. And you described how that happens, it would seem, for humans. Why wouldn't it be the same for pets?
A great recipe for dog food is you boil your rice, get your rice cooked.
Yeah.
Put in it ground turkey or ground chicken
mm-hmm.
or ground beef right into the boiling process and empty a half a can of that mixed vegetables in it. And that gives the dog everything they can ever ask for.
Yeah.
It's just the healthiest food. You do it once a week and you got it for the whole week.
Bingo. Sounds great. Time. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with Jennifer and me, 17 before the hour on Good Day. We're focused on your health. A lot of commercials, a lot of things that we urge you to do have to do. With a better way of living, and a better way of living comes from a better night's sleep. If, gentlemen, you're having a tough time at night, you're getting up, you know what's going on. You know that your prostate is being affected by where you are age-wise and otherwise. If you haven't fed your prostate properly through your life, it's going to start to malfunction. The Master Prostate Formula has 12 key ingredients that are shown to promote healthy prostate function for you so that you can get the right night's sleep. It's all natural. A free bottle of Master Prostate right now available by calling 800-716-6520. I promote it because I think it's great for those who are tired of getting up, those people who are worried about the health of their prostate down the line a little bit. Everybody is going to have trouble with it sooner or later. The older you get to live, more likely you are to have prostate problems unless you have fed it well during your life. And that's what Master Prostate Formula does. Get it now by calling 800-716-6520. The best part is you try it free. The Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your free bottle is on its way to you. 800-716-6520. Call now for details. Tell them Doug sent you. Super Master Prostate, 800-716-6520.
High levels of vitamin C are bad
good for you.
Ginkgo doesn't help. Is good for memory.
Salt is
detrimental.
Beneficial to your health.
Confused by all the nutritional information out there? Then trust your nutrition to New Pro Nutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum, the number one selling multivitamin brand. With omega-3, probiotics, and fruit and veggie, Pro Nutrients work with your multivitamin. New Pro Nutrients from Centrum help make nutrition possible. Now at Walgreens.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work, or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. We're talking about the relationship between the moisture content of your food and how it is cooked. There are a lot of different methods we've suggested here, but I guess I'm wondering about some foods. This may sound silly. What do you do with eggs?
Well, with eggs, I mean, that's just, you know, they come in a little package.
You braise them.
On the shelf, yeah. You know. But there are one vegetable we didn't touch on, those root vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine potatoes, imagine carrots. They
right.
have a very sweet low potatoes. Moisture content. It's
right.
in the 80 percentile.
Yeah.
Those are, it's okay to have transference happen, to have water go into them.
Mm-hmm.
Before, you know, you can boil them before you cook them, you know, before you decide to fry them. Or, you know, and a lot of, you know, it's funny, when I ran across too, Doug, the reason why different cultures cook differently, because I followed a lot of why the Japanese or the Chinese, especially why they cook with a wok. You know, there was, and their vegetables cook in 3 minutes or it's over with.
Jennifer told me she cooks while she runs.
Yeah.
These guys, are you only walking?
Oh, no, they're not walking. But
wimps.
There was such a shortage of firewood at one time in China. So they built a small fire that got very hot very fast, got the wok very hot very fast. And whatever time they had, that's how long it cooked. Because the firewood was at a premium.
Sure.
And so, you know, you look at that, and so you got necessity as the mother of invention sometimes in a case like that. But I think that most people really need to look at moisture content before they cook.
All right, there's a very helpful idea from Chef Louis here on Good Day.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet.
with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What do you know? Something can get done in Washington as a feared government shutdown is officially averted. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We've been down this road before several times, and we were heading down this road yet again toward a possible government shutdown. But the House yesterday followed up on a similar action by the Senate, extending government funding into next week.
Without objection, the Senate amendments are concurred in.
As simple as that. The federal government officially runs out of money today, the 30th of September, the last day of the 2011 fiscal year. The House of Representatives is actually in recess this week, so yesterday's move was made through a process of unanimous consent, whatever that is. White House spokesman Jay Carney talked about President Obama's general reaction to all of the political maneuvering from this past week. The president said Carney is frustrated.
He shares a lot of people's frustration about how difficult it is to get things done in Washington.
Well, there are some other things getting done in the nation's capital these days. The top-to-bottom inspection of the Washington Monument, for instance, with crews finding more cracks caused by last month's East Coast earthquake. Bill Line is with the National Park Service.
They found loose mortar, loose grouting, some cracks. They have identified areas of interest that need further examination.
Line says they expect most of the damage to be along the very top of the monument. Inspection crews plan to gradually work their way down the monument, which is more than 555 feet tall. Carol Johnson of the National Mall and Memorial Park says she spoke to a crew member who's been literally hanging out at the monument.
It was awesome, is what she said. And that the view is fantastic. That she feels really honored to be on the Washington Monument, on what's, you know, a national icon.
Sounds like fun, but not exactly a job for everyone. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. Cudatel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because Cudatel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, Cudatel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit Cudatel.com for a free evaluation. That's Cudatel.com.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's custom-fit orthotic insert.
hurts, my feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
A mixed bag on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow up 143 points, closing at 11,154. S&P up 9, but NASDAQ lost ground, falling 11 points. Crude oil prices went up over 1%, a gain of 93 cents, finishing at $82.14. One of Michael Jackson's bodyguards says Dr. Conrad Murray told him to stash drug vials from the singer's bedroom. In Murray's trial in Los Angeles, Alberto Alvarez testified that Murray ordered him to remove the drug vials on the day Jackson died. Conrad Murray, charged with involuntary manslaughter in connection with Michael Jackson's death in 2009, he's accused of giving Jackson a powerful anesthetic as a sleep aid, but then failing to monitor him properly. That's the sound of a hurricane. In this case, Category 1 Hurricane Ophelia still churning in the Atlantic off Bermuda. Top wind speeds of 75 miles an hour. Ophelia, the fourth named hurricane of the Atlantic season. Not clear if or when Ophelia will reach land. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Philippe still moving in the Atlantic near the Leeward Islands. It has 45 mile per hour maximum sustained winds. Couple of closing notes. The Dick Van Dyke Show celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, and three members of the Brain Trust that created the show is scheduled to appear in person tomorrow at the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood. Dick Van Dyke himself, creator Carl Reiner, and writer Gary Marshall will all be there holding a discussion following the screening of three of the show's most memorable episodes. For those of us who love the Dick Van Dyke Show, oh, how we wish we could be there. And finally, why don't you reach into the bag and have some? Go ahead. Be my guest. Yeah, crunch away. The man credited with creating Doritos has died. His family plans to give him an appropriate send-off. We're told the family of Arch Clark West wants to sprinkle Doritos at his graveside service tomorrow in Dallas. West died last week at the age of 97. Hey, save me some, will you? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.